On the night he was betrayed, Jesus was remembering the Passover, looking forward to his crucifixion and the remembrance of his sacrifice that we are to acknowledge. The third memorial I want us to look at today is the day of worship. It all started in the beginning. God created the heavens and the earth for 6 days. He created the universe and all that is in them. And then on the seventh day, he rested. And in the law, in the Ten Commandments, he said to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. And so the Jews, for years, set aside the Sabbath as a day to rest and to worship. Jesus, resurrected from the dead, on the first day of the week. The Holy Spirit came upon the apostles on the day of Pentecost, on the first day of the week. The first gospel message was preached on the first day of the week. On that day, 3,000 were added to their number, and the church began on the first day of the week. And from then on, the early church came together on the first day of the week to break bread, to remember what Jesus had acknowledged in that upper room. That his body was broken for them. His blood was shed for them. And to this day, we set aside the first day of the week as a day of rest and worship. David Green opened his business in 1972. And after a few years, in order to keep up with his competition, he had opened up on Sundays. Initially, he wanted to leave it closed for a day of worship and rest, but to keep up, he decided that he needed to open on Sundays. And for 20 years, they were open 7 days a week. And after 20 years, he examined the books and he discovered that on Sundays, their sales reached $100 million a year. I mean, that's nothing to scoff at. $100 million a year just on Sundays. But then David Green, in examining the scriptures, was convicted that this is to be a day of rest and worship. And so I am permanently closing my businesses on Sundays so that my family and the families of my employees can rest and worship on the first day of the week. And he says, that's when our business really took off. And Hobby Lobby today is closed. And forever will be as long as David Green is in charge. In reality, for him, it's when God is in charge of his life. Now, there are five reasons why we should attend church that I want to examine today. To remember the day of worship as a memorial day. You can go online, you can find 99 reasons, you can find 15 reasons, 12 reasons, 10 reasons, 3 reasons, but I want to focus upon five. And we could all make a list of our own, and we could probably come up with hundreds as we examine our lives and the difference it's made in our lives. The first one, we are following Christ's example. You mean Jesus went to church on Sundays? Well, growing up in a Jewish household, he went to the synagogue on Saturdays. And there they fellowshiped, they worshiped the God of Jacob, God of creation. And there they studied the scriptures, there they prayed, and Jesus was faithful. But then, after his resurrection, that day of worship became the first day of the week. In 1 Corinthians 11, the Apostle Paul says, follow my example as I follow Christ's example. And then he goes on to give instructions for the gathering on the first day of the week. Number two, to encourage growth and fight stagnation. Growing in our faith walk was never designed to be done alone. This is not my idea. The church is God's idea. And the more we stay away from the church, I guarantee you, the more stagnant you will become in your faith and the less you will grow. Third, to spend time with family. when you surrender your life to Christ. You become adopted into the eternal family of God. And we are family. And this is a family gathering. And we are called to come together as a family on the first day of the week to encourage one another. As a child of God, you have a part and a place, and we are all called to do our part. Number four, worship the Lord. John 4:23, yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. And Paul reminded believers in his epistles to worship the Almighty God, to offer psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Hebrews 12:28, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. And five, to commune with Christ and other believers. Where two or three are gathered in His name, He said, I will be there. And we are called not to commune just with Christ, but we are to commune together as we proclaim His death on the first day of the week, as a benchmark to align our lives as we begin every week. In 1941, February, Maximilian Kolbe, Franciscan priest, was thrown into a Nazi prison camp in Auschwitz because he was helping some of the Jews escape. And after a few months in desperation, there was a prison escape attempt. And to enforce what they did regularly to enforce compliance is 10 names were chosen randomly to be escorted to a place of seclusion to die of starvation and exposure. And as the names were being given, a Gasovnicek was called. And he fell at the knees of the guard and said, please, please, I have a wife and children. Don't take me, please. And at that, Maximilian Kolbe, the Franciscan priest, stood forward and said, I don't have a family. Take me in his place. Take me instead. And they did. They complied. They said, okay, you're going in his place. And on August 14, 1941, Maximilian Kolbe died. And years later, NBC did a report on this event, and they went to the home of Gasovnicek, and the cameras followed him around, and they showed a memorial that he had in his home, of a marble memorial that was inscribed in memory of Maximilian Kolbe. He died for me. With tears in his eyes, he was 82 years old, all those years later, with tears in his eyes, he recanted the story. And he said, every year on August 14, I would go to Auschwitz to remember the man who died for me. Now, if that were you, and somebody stood up for you in your place, would you forget? There have been men and women who've come back from the battles overseas. Some of them will tell stories of, I was supposed to be there. They took my place that day. I should have been the one. Or he gave his life for me. He saved my life. How would you remember? Could you ever forget? Well, the reality is we all have one who died in our place. And we've been given a memorial day to remember. Heavenly Father, forgive us for being too busy, for having more important things to do, for forgetting what you did for us on the cross. Thank you for setting aside this memorial on the first day of the week, every week, so that we could have this benchmark in our lives to align ourselves with you each and every week, to be reminded, because how quickly and easily we forget and become so distracted that we don't even think about what Jesus did for us. Father, if there's one here today that needs to open that love letter and confess Jesus as Lord, turning from sin, ready to be buried with Christ in a watery grave of baptism, raised into new life, give them the courage to step out today. If there's one here that needs to recommit their life, give them that courage. Or a special prayer needed, I pray that you would move in our time of decision. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Why don't you come if you have a decision as we sing.